Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
Everybody blow your trumpet. That is Minister Lombard Machinge. Blow your trumpet, as according to Joel 2 verses 15, reminding me of the Jericho walls when the children of God or the Israelites had to shout, give a shout at the end of going around the Jericho walls for 7 days quiet. And just the worshippers at the forefront, the priests at the forefront. And so, yeah, at the end, they had to give out a shout. And it says, blow your trumpet in Zion. And before that, gave you Apostle Jethro Malinzisa, love somebody. 6 minutes it is, just after 10. You are on Just For You with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. And Dr. Tlailane is in the house. Ooh, see, you make me sing today. You make me sing.
Yes,
how are you, Dr.
Tlailane? I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
I'm very good.
Welcoming you. Been a while. Are you okay?
No, I just wanted to adjust this mic.
Okay. Yeah. Turn it towards yourself.
I don't know if it's really... Yeah, okay,
uh-huh,
fine.
There.
Am I coming out loud and clear?
Loud and clear. Thank you so much for coming through and being with us today. And I know you're very cold that side. We are sitting on 18.5 degrees Celsius in studio. You and I.
Yeah, too long,
no. Thank you, Annie, for the tea. God bless.
I'll hold myself.
Yeah. See, Radio Pulpit cares.
Yeah.
Thank you, Annie. We got some warm rooibos tea. Rooibos tea FRE. So, yeah, how's the coldness going out there?
No, it's not so bad. Mm-hmm. At least it's sunny. And, you know, when the sun is there, at least...
You should have brought the sun into the studio with you.
Oh, I wish I could.
So we're talking...
It's not bad.
So we're talking circumcision.
Yes.
The removal of the foreskin, right?
Yes.
And some do it for traditional purposes, religious purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Some do it for personal hygiene.
That's
some
right.
do it for medical reasons.
Yes, that's right.
We were talking about the coldness, the weather, the climate and all that. Is it the right time to do circumcision, even for medical purposes right now?
Yeah, look, we... in the medical field, mm-hmm. we are not affected by temperatures.
Yeah,
because we do everything aseptically, you know,
uh-huh,
in an
uh-huh.
aseptic and sterile situation. More longer, there are no, you know, bacterial invasion or anything.
Oh, right.
We do it in the theater, in a setup, longer sterile.
But so for healing, when somebody goes home?
No, even with healing,
uh-huh.
we know that, that there is that concern, I mean... people think when it's hot, you don't heal.
Yeah,
faster.
Well, because it might come septic and...
Yeah, no. No. Look, how many operations do we perform? Non-circumcision operations.
Throughout the year.
And then we don't get all these complications. So, temperature doesn't really,
So, if there are any complications because one had a circumcision done medically and then... There is complication. What causes that? I remember a mother who had to rush her son to the hospital because when he would urinate, it would come out like 8 streams after that.
All right.
Mm.
Look, before any child has to undergo a circumcision, medically, let's see, the child has to be examined. You know, we have to check the hydration of the child.
No, oh, okay.
And then we have to check whether the sugar levels are okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have to check the hemoglobin of the child.
Yeah.
Whether he's got enough iron,
mm-hmm.
because he's going to need that for healing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have to check that his clotting mechanisms are okay.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
You can sometimes, in preparation for that, do some protein factors test to check if the child can. Heals well.
Okay.
And then that is subject the child to that surgery.
Mm.
And then the complications that we usually pick up is if you miss something
mm-hmm.
preoperatively, maybe it's got bad clotting factors, then the complicator with bleeding. But we can always stop that during the operation, or even after the operation, we can always give medication to stop the bleeding. And then the second thing is infection. But being in a sterile environment, infection is minimized. We don't get so much infection. And in any way, what we do is we give preoperative or intraoperative antibiotics.
All right.
In case, you know, there's going to be an infection. I know the antimicrobial advocates, you know, shepherds, discourage us to use, not to use antibiotics when it's not really necessary. But in this case, we do give, you know, because it's a boy usually, very young, and then the immunity may not be so very well established. So it's always safe to cover the child with an antibiotic so that you don't get post-operative infections.
What are the medical reasons that one would come for circumcision? And what do we also mean when we say for personal hygiene?
Yeah, we've got some couple of, indications, actually, for medical indications where it's not really compulsory, but partially compulsory, that we have to do something so that we don't get a negative outcome as the child grows. You know, we've got infections like a balanitis, where the head of the penis becomes infected, and then when the skin is covering that infection, the healing is not going to be so well.
What causes that?
We don't know, but it's a bacterial infection.
So it's not the soap that the soap got stuck in the foreskin? No, nothing like that?
No, nothing like that. Okay. And then the other thing is what we call a paraphimosis. Now, paraphimosis is when the skin has been, it's not able to be withdrawn. You see, that skin should be very flexible.
Yes.
That you can withdraw it and then even take it to the front. But now, with the paraphimosis, that's when it is stuck in front there.
Okay.
And then you can't even wash the inside of the penis.
Yeah.
And then that's going to cause infections.
Okay.
And it's going to cause some discharges which are not so
good.
Good, yeah.
I remember a boy who had the foreskin was so small, like at the tip
the
there. You couldn't pull it back, and urine would be stuck in there, so it would balloon as well.
So now that's what we call a tight phimosis.
Whew.
When it can't just retract, you see that?
Uh-huh.
And then you can imagine now with the smegma, which is produced inside the skin of the penis, mixed with the urates and other end products of the...
can be dangerous.
Can be very dangerous.
Okay.
And then the opposite of paraphimosis, meaning it... doesn't come back, is a tire phimosis, which we just described now. And then we've got the indications of having to prevent sexually transmitted diseases.
Okay.
It has been established that at least 60% of HIV acquisition can be
avoided
by having been circumcised.
Does it mean that a virus would be stuck in the foreskin?
Yeah, it can be a virus, it can be a bacteria
stuck in there, and then passing it on to your partner.
You can, but it's small children, you know, in most cases, so they're not sexually active yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't worry about transmitting it to a partner. We worry about them
contracting it.
Yeah, that's right. And then we've got, in an adult, of course, there is penile cancer. You can, to an extent, reduce the rate of acquisition of penile cancer if you're circumcised.
Okay.
So, traditionally, I think it's very good that we should all be circumcised. But in any way, you have to choose whether you want to circumcise us or not.
But there is safety medically.
Medically.
So, when we say personal hygiene, what are we also referring to? When we say somebody has a circumcision for personal reasons?
Well, usually...
I mean, for personal hygiene reasons.
Yeah, that's right. For personal hygiene.
Reasons.
Look, the skin harbors all sorts of
bacteria
inside there.
Okay.
And then there are some other people who are reluctant to retract the skin, clean up inside there, and then let it go back again. So if you don't retract it, you're going to have those infections mixed with the smegma, which is produced. And it's not a very pleasant thing, because you are going to get an infection which can get into the urethra. It will ascend into the bladder.
So you would have some UTIs.
UTI, that's
okay.
Right. Or it will infect, go beyond the bladder into the ureters and into the kidney. So,
what?
Yes, I mean, any infection which originates from the urethra, or it would have started right down there at the bladder. It would ascend through the urethra into the bladder, into the urethra, and eventually into the kidneys. But it hasn't really been described so much in literature, but it is possible.
Okay, but now Dr. Tlalane was talking more about children who are getting circumcised. What about older men? Is it fine for an older man to get a circumcision?
Yeah, I'll say for traditional purposes, you can. I know there are some other people whose egos is so much great that they don't want to see themselves uncircumcised. Like when we go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, people look at each other like that. You know what I mean? They say, "Hey, no, this one is circumcised. This one is not circumcised." Then they start teasing you, especially.
There's a stigma.
Yeah,
that goes.
There's a stigma which goes with it. Especially some other ethnical groups in South Africa. If you're not circumcised, you know, you...
But in terms of HIV, I'm more interested in that.
Yeah.
In an adult.
Yes.
So one could also prevent it.
Yeah, you can prevent it because what HIV does, it gets deposited. Remember, one gets infected from the semen. And then now the semen, if... It's stuck inside the foreskin. Yeah.
Okay.
The virus is going to proliferate, and it's going to be easy for you to transmit it to your partner.
Okay.
And then, if you're circumcised, it's going to be less transmissible.
Okay.
So it's always best that you should be circumcised, and then you can do it for that, but you don't treat. There are some people who say, "No, I've been circumcised. No, I can't get HIV." No, that's wrong. You still get HIV if, you know, you get into contact with somebody
who has. Yeah.
But at least if you are circumcised, 60% chances is taken off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not 100%.
No, it's not 100%.
So that is a myth.
That's a myth, yeah, that's right.
All right.
And we've got also, you know, trauma, for instance, you know, as other indications of having to be circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
Children usually, you know, as they play, they damage their, they hurt themselves. And then even with a zip.
Would they even hurt themselves there?
Yeah, they do. And even with a zip, you know, tight feet, pains and what have you. Try to zip up your pants, and it'll just grip your foreskin, and then.
Hi. Where's the underwear?
Nowadays people don't wear underwear.
Hi.
Yeah, so you grip that skin, and then you end up. At
no, we gotta go back to basics, Dr. Leland.
Yes, that's right.
We gotta go back to basics.
We once had a child who had to be, you know, localized there so that the zip can be taken off.
And because now, it was stuck.
Yeah, it was stuck on the foreskin. Now, that it had been stuck on the foreskin for quite some time, that skin was gangrenous, so it had to have a circumcision. So that's one of the indications of circumcision, post-trauma. So there's a couple of them, you know. There is this preputeal pulse and redundant foreskin, where on the foreskin you find some whitish things there. They look like cysts.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, those things are very infectious, for instance. You know, if you leave them like that, you're going to end up with an infection at a later stage. So it's best that you remove the skin. Now, that is because of the accumulation of the smegma, which is inside the skin, and then it hasn't got anywhere to go. The skin is not retracted to be cleaned, and then it's always, you know, in front of them.
Would there be a smell that comes out?
There is always a smell because there is bacterial infection there and fermentation.
Mm.
Yeah, those are basically
the reasons
why, you know, one has to have a circumcision.
Mm.
But otherwise, considering some of the things, we have to have an informed decision making that it shouldn't be compulsory.
So from which age, when it comes to a child, when is the right time to do a circumcision on a boy child?
Well, any time is the right time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember the 8-day rule.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, at 8 days.
Mm.
And then, but if there Does are it, any
Do they
challenges,
heal quicker because of the growth hormone?
No. Okay. No, that one was gone. Even with a newborn child, if the child is born with some challenges,
like
of
on the spot.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
you can do the circumcision after birth. You know, as long as the baby is born to a mother who was very fit and everything, had no challenges pre-labor or during the pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
then you can go on to the circumcision.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And then the only thing is bleeding that we are afraid of. Because their clotting mechanisms haven't developed so much.
Mm.
More on, they may not stop
bleeding. Like when they're newborns or 8 days old.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then only the bleeding and the infection that we're afraid of. And the healing, actually, the younger you are, the faster you heal. But the older you are.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, is it that they would heal faster?
Yeah, they
because
heal
of
faster.
The growth hormone? Or yeah.
And then you see with neonates. Or young children, we use different methods.
Okay.
We don't use the. Okay, let's go into these three.
Okay.
We've got four modalities of having to do circumcisions.
Yeah.
The number one one is the gonco clamp, which is used to clamp the foreskin
mm-hmm.
for some time.
Until it dries up. And then it falls on its own.
And it falls on its own. Or you can cut it. Pardon?
Isn't that painful?
No, we localize you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And unfortunately, this is not used. I don't know. I haven't been there. It's not used in the initiation schools.
Okay.
I don't know what they really use, but we can use gonco clamps for maybe teenagers and adolescents. And then for the neonates.
So, wait, when you use that, would the teenager be able to go to school with that?
Yeah.
Or they should be at home for some time?
No. There is this other one which is called Morgan clamp. Now, the Morgan clamp is the one which the child has to go home.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll have to wait for it to dry
off.
Up the skin and fall off.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that's when the child can't go to school.
Okay.
Because you won't be able to be peeing well.
Mm.
You know, being at school, it's a challenge.
So aftercare would be needed there.
Yeah.
So with the first one, the gonco clamp?
No, the gonco clamp, we do it that time and then it clots and then everything is fine.
Okay.
The only thing is that if there's going to be erections, for instance, with adolescents, you know, when the blood is full in the morning, they get erections and then they can, to an extent.
It's painful.
They can, to an extent, deglove.
But
what we are doing nowadays,
uh-huh.
we stitch it.
Okay.
Or we just apply the glue that holds the skin together.
All right.
Yeah.
So even when the erection happens, nothing
still
happens
tight,
to the child.
Because with an erection, after a gonco clamp, you know, the whole penis can be degloved, you know. But we can always take it back.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, but that seems to be painful.
No, not really. It's not that painful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a mother. I'm a mother to a boy.
Yeah. I know. I can see that. And then otherwise, we've got the old traditional way where you have to do a dorsal slit. You have to
cut.
Cut, yeah.
Okay.
Really cut, you know. But fortunately, when we cut, we've got what you call a cauterization machine, which we cauterized all these bleeders that you come across.
Mm-hmm.
So that the patient, you don't leave the patient bleeding and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what will happen? Bleeding is the biggest killer, especially with the circumcisions. Bleeding, dehydration, and infection. These three things are the ones which cause mortality.
Okay. Sure, Dr. Tlelan. All right, let's take a break.
Yes.
Let's thank come you. Back and talk to you some more. Family, you can ask your questions.
Right.
Share your comments with us. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322 is the number that you can dial and talk to us. Maybe you have experienced some complications. You get questions around or surrounding circumcision. You'd like Dr. Tlailani to answer those. The lines are open for you. Our WhatsApp number 082-657-2729. Our SMS line 37871, which will cost you just 150. And we are live on Facebook. Hello, Willy Brits, all the way from Johannesburg, tuned in and also encouraging us to pray for Israel. Thank you so much, Willy, and thank you for choosing us as your number one radio station. We're taking the sounds of Tsitsi featuring TK Zamar, and the song is Holy Spirit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Such a blessed melody in the morning with Hlengiwe Mdlalose, I believe. Before that, Tsitsi featuring TK Zamar with Holy Spirit. You're listening to Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng, that is Ace Besuk with Dr. Tlailani. You get a medical question that you'd like to ask. You can call in and ask any question. You don't have to dwell on what we are talking about. Yeah, we are talking about circumcision, but you can ask any question that you have medically whilst the doctor is in the house. That is Ace Besuk. And then you can use these numbers 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322, our SMS line 37871. Do remember that your SMS will cost you 150, and our WhatsApp number 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. It's also our Telegram line. We are on Facebook. You can write your comment on Facebook or your question on Facebook. We will also get that. Mara, I see you are tuned in, also making us realize that you are standing together with Mr. Birds praying for Israel. And yeah, we believe in what the word of says, that says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem at Radio Pulpit. We do stand in the gap and pray for for Israel. All righty then, it is circumcision with Dr. Tlailani on Just For You. And at 11 o'clock, we will be saying goodbye to you and shifting for the news. And after the news, Germany Yanni Balsa met Perspective. He will be with you on Perspective. So, Dr. Tlailani, how long does it take for one to heal when we are talking circumcision? How long?
Yeah, well, it depends on the age of the person.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. Yeah. Usually it's young children, you know, from 8 days up to about 3-6 months. They take about a week to heal. And then the rest will take something like 1.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Let's say 10 days to 1.5 weeks. And then adults usually takes about 2 weeks.
Mm.
Because somehow the healing process with adults, it's compromised to an extent. I don't know, because maybe the skin has been there for quite some time and has been eroded, and all sorts of things has been done to it. You see.
And what about the aftercare?
The aftercare?
Is it a scary process? I think most mothers are like, whoo!
No.
Especially if you're a mom and you're taking care of a boy alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aftercare, it's not so difficult, really, because with the medical one, what we do, we stitch the skin. Or we apply the dermabond, you know, which holds the skin together.
Yes.
And then With the stitches, you don't have to do anything. You just wash with salt water. You don't even have to go and buy one of these antiseptics. Yeah.
Okay.
Besides, those things are very corrosive, and they eat the stitches. So the stitches can be eaten away before the wound completely heals.
Okay.
So salt water is always the
salt
best.
Salt water will... So do you stitch... Do you use that, I don't know, the stitch that will come out on its own?
Yeah, that's right.
The, okay. The body I don't know what
eats it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can see it in the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can see it is. And then you can apply some cream, an antiseptic cream.
Okay.
Just to prevent... bacterial infection invasion.
Okay. But is there a need for that?
Usually there isn't, you know, I think it's always, there's nothing wrong with having to apply an antiseptic cream there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's for the good.
No, oh, okay. You know?
So that's right, yeah. So it's not that very difficult to really take care of a circumcision post.
Mm. Can
procedure.
They walk?
You walk, run. All sorts of things, yeah. There was a little boy who was circumcised. The following day, he was at soccer.
Ha!
Yeah, he was playing. Because the anesthetics and the antibiotics...
But what if the ball, or was he wearing a shield? Like...
No. It's not painful at all.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, it's painful, but they can
bearable.
Enjoy the pain, yeah.
Okay.
Can bear that.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, you know what? If before we run out of time,
yes.
I just wanted to look at the considerations, especially when it comes to circumcisions.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Informed decision making. The number one thing is it's essential to weigh the potential benefits and risk of circumcisions and make an informed decision based on individual circumstances and values. So don't just
wake up and say,
wake up
I'm
and
doing
say, I'm
this.
Going to the to circumcision. There are boys now who take themselves to the initiation school, and then there are those who, you know, are abducted and something like that. So all those things we should be considerate of.
Mm.
Now, medical necessity, you know, circumcisions is sometimes performed for medical reasons such as phimosis and recurrent balanitis leg. I've just alluded earlier on, and we know that the Eccles, it reduces the rate of HIV.
Yeah. Is it just HIV or any other sexually transmitted?
Other sexually transmitted okay. diseases, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in this case, you know, we are targeting HIV because these other ones, it's easy to treat. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then for cultural and personal factors, you know, circumcision is often a cultural or personal choice. And individuals should consider their own values and preferences when making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, even a doctor, a medical doctor, will not circumcise you if he hasn't got informed consent that you should continue the procedure.
Okay.
You will be counseled fully about the pros and cons of having to be circumcised. You'll be told the advantages, like the hygiene, reduced risk of STIs, lower risk of penile cancer, and then you'll also be told about how easy it is to take care of the circumcision after surgery.
Oh, and you did mention that it lowers the rate of what? Penile cancer.
Yeah, that's right. It does.
And where would the penile cancer be? On the fore? Usually
it's on the skin itself,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes it's on the bala.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, that ball. And then you also be concerned about the disadvantages, like pain and discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
It be explained to you that there's a lot of pain sometimes, and a discomfort and swelling, especially if not performed with proper anesthetics.
Mm.
But we always make sure that we give good anesthetics. Like what we do now with children, we give general anesthetics.
Mm.
And then after that, we also do a penile block.
Mm.
So that there is complete anesthesia on the area we are going to operate on. And the risk of complications like surgical procedure.
Mm.
And then you'll be told whether, I mean, with all the risk of complications such as bleeding, infection, and scarring, there are some other people who scars badly. There was some time, I think, we spoke about the keloid.
Mm.
Remember when you spoke about the keloid?
I remember the word, but yeah.
Right. Keloid is overzealous healing of the skin, where you're going to have this abnormal, you know, protuberance of the skin, scar. Sometimes it does okay, and then it doesn't give a very good cosmetic look when you have healed on that side.
Okay.
And then loss of foreskin function. We'll be told about that, that the foreskin has nerve endings and may play a role in sexual function and sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
So they will, to an extent, have a sexual effect there. So you will be concerned about that.
Okay.
And cultural and personal concerns, circumcision is a personal and cultural issue, and some individuals or families may object to the procedure for various reasons. And then if there is any objection, we may not proceed with the circumcision.
Mm.
So those are basically the things that we have to really be...
Repeat the last part, if there are any.
If there are any concerns from the family or... Yeah,
are there reasons besides the family, are there medical reasons that are there that would cause one not to have
I'm not aware of anyone, but
especially with the evolving science, I believe things are totally different from back then, because when we were on air, we were talking about a patient with Duchenne muscular dystrophy whom doctors felt reluctant to even take on.
That's right.
Yeah, because they were afraid of the anesthetic, what it might do to the muscles.
Yeah.
So things have changed.
Things have changed altogether.
Mm.
Like the patient with a Duchenne, what we could do maybe is to avoid general anesthetics and do only local.
Mm.
And then maybe be under conscious sedation,
mm-mm,
you know, with a local anesthetic. That could work. But if the family is not for that, then we don't proceed. Don't go on.
Okay, then. Yeah. All right. Okay, but is it healthy to stay with the foreskin?
Well, if you're good at taking care of your hygiene, your personal hygiene, then it's no problem. I've got many patients who are not circumcised and they haven't got any challenges.
They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
So when should you start getting worried if you have a foreskin?
If when you retract it, it refuses, or when you've retracted
can
it doesn't
stop?
Want to go back.
But can it stop? Maybe it was, you could retract it before.
Yeah.
Can it stop?
It can stop because sometimes you get an inflammation of the head of the penis,
mm-hmm,
which will involve the inside of the foreskin, and then it will cause an inflammation. And there will be some adhesive processes going on there. And then it will clean and get attached to the head. And then you may not retract it. As you retract it, you'll be feeling pain, and then you just let go and say, no, I'm not going to do this.
All right.
And then you just let it grow like that, and then eventually you're going to have that tight phimosis where you don't retract at all, and then you have to be circumcised under general anesthetics or local anesthetic depending on the age.
Okay, let's take the last break, and then we're coming back with Dr. Tlailani, and we're talking circumcision. You got questions? Are we still open?
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co. For an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That's where you at, and we gave you the sounds of Antonio Neil, the only one. We are about to wrap up. We are wrapping up, actually.
Yeah,
it's time to wrap up. But a quick one. A family member is asking, Peguya Asmakifi, what would you say heals asthma, or how can one be healed from asthma?
Well, It's difficult to be healed from asthma. You know, you're stuck with it for the rest of your life. And then, but there are some other people who, you know, it goes away by itself. But the bronchodilators are the medication that I used. And the inhaled corticosteroids, that is a steroid that we inhale by an aerosol.
Okay.
Those are the best that we are using nowadays.
Okay. You know. And so the person can talk to a doctor like yourself to find out.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Tlelani, what do we say as we wrap up? We don't have time anymore.
No, that's right. I don't think... Like, I was going to ask the families that who are very strong about having to have... according to the culture, they need their children to be circumcised. Make an appointment with your doctor, and then who will make a necessary arrangement to get the child circumcised. It's a very easy procedure. It's an in and out one day, and then everything is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Dr. Tlelani, where can we get hold of you?
078-738-2694. 738-2694.
Dr. Tlelani, thank you so much for always coming through and educating and empowering us on these. Sometimes we don't know where to go or who to ask, but thank you for his besuk with you all the time.
You're welcome. And bye-bye to the family out there.
May God awesomely bless you.
Bye-bye.
Family, we are signing off, and we say hello to Germany Yanni Belsa on Perspective. We're going to take the news first, the news bulletin at 11 o'clock. And after the news, you are with Germany Yanni Belsa on Perspective. Leaving with the sounds of Michael David, How Great. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.